The universe is always responding to you. Not after you get everything right, not once you're perfectly healed, and not only when you're confident. It responds to you now exactly as you are. But it doesn't communicate in full sentences or step-by-step instructions. It communicates through timing, repetition, interruption, and resonance. Through moments that feel too intentional to be random and too subtle to explain away. A thought that won't release you, a delay that reroutes you, a conversation you weren't meant to overhear but did, a pattern that keeps tapping on your awareness. These are not accidents, they are answers. In today's Mystical Minds, we're exploring how the universe actually communicates. Why so many people miss the signs, how to tell the difference between guidance and fear, and how learning this language transforms manifestation from guessing into a guided moment. Because when you learn how the universe speaks to you, your life stops feeling confusing and starts feeling coherent. I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm a psychic, energy worker, and soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest-running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl's Guide to Goals, One Spicy Erotic Story, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared my insights on creating a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and the wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into this mystery together. Hello, hello, on this December 15th, 2025. I hope you all are doing well. Don't forget, new in Love Notes, which is my show on Fridays, I've added the Soulful Connection segment. Each episode now includes a moment of deep reflection where I share a story, an exercise, or maybe an energetic tool that helps you strengthen the connection between soulmates, twin flame, or your own inner love frequency. It's where love meets energy, intimacy meets intuition, and your soul meets story. If you've ever wanted to explore how psychic bonds and emotional chemistry intertwine, you'll love this new addition. Right now, Love Notes, I'm having it on my Passion Zone TikTok. It is at the period Passion Period Zone. It is Friday nights from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you missed the live version on TikTok, I do record it and upload the podcast version, usually on Saturday. But this last week, just last Friday, I think right before I was heading into the last segment, there we go, I heard a huge pop from the outside of my house, and then everything went dead. It stopped at my house. It's either stopped at my house or started at my house. I don't know which, but my street and then many streets around me where we were out of electricity. It was cold Friday, not as cold as Saturday and Sunday, but it was chilly. Nevertheless, I haven't had a chance to get Friday's episode up yet. I'm hoping to do that today. That's what I'm hoping. And it's not finished because you're going to hear me when I start going, what the? Because the electricity went. But I'm on a laptop, so the battery was still working and you could hear my questioning about what the heck happened. Anyways, let's move on with the card of the week. It doesn't matter if you listen to this card of the week today, 5 years from now, whenever. This card is for you for this week. And the deck I'm using is Work Your Light Oracle Cards by Rebecca Campbell. Let's open it up and see what we got, okay? I would love for something awesome for this week. This past weekend was, well, it was quite brutal. between Rhode Island, Australia, and then Rob Reiner and his wife. It's just, these are just things we know about. So much more happened over the weekend. All right. Let's see what this week is going to bring. This one looks good. Let's see. We have Sisterhood of the Rose. Beauty and Devotion, Priestess, Mystic, Teacher. All right, so this week, self-care is important for everybody. Even though the energy doesn't support self-care this week, it is important we try to get some of it in. Whether it is allowing yourself to read a chapter of a book you've been dying to get back to. Maybe give yourself a nice facial or use a mask on your face. Maybe allow yourself to sit for a few minutes with your favorite crystal. Whatever it may be, whatever it looks like for you, try to get it in this week. Also, when I see Priestess, Mystic, and Teacher, it is telling me that our intuition is open this week. It's kind of like a tuning fork. It's searching and trying to be in tune with who we are at the frequency we are currently at. And our teachers, our guides, angels, spirit guides, higher self, soul, whatever you want to call the powers that be, they seem to really be wanting to reach down and help us this week. And again, you know, a lot of times they help us in the form of redirect, lessons, something ends. There's always something they surprise us with, right? We never know what kind of thing's going to pop up from the powers that be, but whatever it is meaningful and purposeful, and they know our highest good and our path better than we do. All right. So that is the card of the week. Sisterhood of the Rose, Beauty and Devotion, Priestess, Mystic, Teacher. Allow yourself to be open and learning something this week. Learning is also on the table, which is very good. I'm learning how to make planners. I am not creative when it comes to visual stuff, even though I love visual stuff. I'm a writer, and I'm having a heck of a time trying to create planners, and that's what I'm learning this week. That's what I've set my mind to. Now, speaking of journals, the mystical item of the week this week is Journal of Signs and Synchronicities. Okay, the journal's not for prediction. It's not. It's for relationship building. The universe communicates in patterns over time, not isolated moments. This journal trains your awareness to notice those patterns. You can use it to record repeating numbers or symbols, phrases that show up from multiple sources, dreams or dream fragments, moments of emotional charge, interruptions that change your plans, ideas that return again and again, and bodily responses that feel significant. Over time, you'll notice something powerful. The universe has a dialect. It really does. And it is unique to you. Each one is based on who we are as an individual. And this journal helps you to become a decoder. Not to tell you what to do, but to help you recognize how guidance arrives. And these are the type of journals and planners I'm trying to create. If I could just get this down. Hopefully I will get this soon and be able to put this up someplace so you guys can have it. December, this month, is for manifestation and divine timing. And our main topic today is reading the signs, how the universe communicates with you. Hence, the Journal of Signs and Synchronicities. All right. One of the most damaging spiritual myths is that guidance should be obvious. People wait for dramatic visions, undeniable certainty, loud signs, instant answers. But obvious guidance would override your autonomy. The universe respects free will. So instead of commanding, it invites. It speaks quietly enough that you can ignore it, but clearly enough that you can follow it. Signs are not orders. They are gentle, directional signals, like when I had to drop out of school. That was not gentle, but I got the message. They ask, are you present? Are you listening? Are you willing to trust yourself? The universe communicates consistently, but subtlety requires stillness, and stillness is something most people avoid. When you slow down, when you soften your urgency, when you release the need to be certain, the signals become easier to recognize. The universe uses many channels, but four appear again and again. One, repetition. This really does matter, okay? Repetition means whatever they're trying to tell you, this matters. Please pay attention here, okay? This may look like the same message from different people, the same theme appearing in books, podcasts, or conversations, the same opportunity resurfacing, the same emotional response repeating, the same idea refusing to leave you. Repetition does not demand action. It invites consideration. It's the universe circling a message until you are ready to receive it. Then we have resonance. Resonance happens in the body before it happens in the mind. It can feel like chills, relief, sudden clarity, emotional release, or maybe a deep internal yes. Resonance is not excitement, it's recognition. Your nervous system recognizes alignment before logic can justify it. Resonance says, this fits your path. Now we have interruptions. Interruptions feel frustrating, but they are one of the clearest forms of guidance. They show up as delays, cancellations, plans falling apart, sudden obstacles, unexpected changes. Interruption is rarely punishment. It is protection or redirection. The universe often blocks paths that would drain you, harm you, or limit you, even when you want them so badly. Every interruption asks, are you willing to pivot instead of force? So the three biggest interruptions I've ever had in my life. One, when I discovered my second husband was cheating on me. Two, after I lost my house in Worcester and the people who bought it knocked it down. That was my sign to, you cannot live in Worcester or Wayne County any longer. Hence why I moved to Akron. Okay. And then the last one here, all of a sudden my funding just drying up out of nowhere. It just went puff, gone, disappeared right when I was heading in my dissertation. So interruption can really feel like punishment. However, it is not punishment. Somehow these guys, the protection or the redirection. All right. So again, every interruption asks, are you willing to pivot instead of force? Because let's think about forcing. Anytime we force something, it does not work. It does not work. I have learned that the hard way, forcing myself to when I met Bill, forcing myself when I met Will. Forcing doesn't work. It just doesn't. So number four, synchronicity. Synchronicity feels intentional, doesn't it? It's when timing clicks, connections align, and meaningful layers itself effortlessly. Synchronicities don't tell you what to do. They tell you you're moving with the current. They confirm alignment, not destination. People don't miss signs because they lack intuition. They miss signs because they override it. Signs are usually really low-key, and low-key requires presence, trust, emotional regulation, a willingness to move without certainty. And people miss signs when they rush decisions, they demand guarantees, they fear making mistakes, they overanalyze, they seek logic before resonance. Another reason signs are missed. People expect answers instead of direction. Signs are not meant to explain your entire path. They are meant to guide your next step. When you expect certainty, you miss the guidance. Now, so how do these signs connect to my magnetic model that I'm creating? If you haven't listened to the first two episodes of December, please go back and listen to them because I talk about the magnetic model. Okay. Signs do not create alignment. They confirm it. When your energy shifts, perception sharpens, intuition becomes clearer, awareness expands, fear quiets. Signs were always present. Alignment allows you to see them. This is why desperation blocks guidance. This is why urgency distorts interpretation. And this is why control clouds intuition. The magnetic model stabilizes your energy so guidance can land clearly. Signs are feedback, not instruction manuals. One of the most common mistakes is over-assigning meaning. Not every symbol has a universal message. Not every number means the same thing. Not every coincidence requires interpretation. Signs are contextual. Instead of asking, what does this mean in general, ask yourself, what does this mean for me right now in the situation? Signs point, you decide. Healthy guidance leads to clarity, not obsession. Calm, not anxiety. Movement, not paralysis. If a sign creates fear, urgency, or pressure, it's being filtered through anxiety, not intuition. True guidance feels steady. Which brings us to the soul work for the week. One, begin your signs journal. You can do this with a regular notebook. Track repetition, resonance, interruption, and synchronicity. Number two, ask yourself one clear question each morning. Ask the clear question and then release it. All right, don't chase the answer, don't keep thinking it, just release it. Number three, slow down enough to notice emotional reactions, body responses, and interruptions as you go through your day. Number four, respond gently. Take one small aligned action that goes along with the question you asked earlier. Nothing dramatic, don't go overboard. And then at night, ask yourself, what tried to guide me today? And you should see what the guidance was, what their direction was putting you towards, and there will be repetition. Again, and you notice this when you write things down. Okay? The universe doesn't guide you through pressure or fear. It guides you through rhythm, repetition, and resonance. You don't need louder signs. You don't need quieter awareness. This week, notice what repeats. Notice what interrupts. And notice what resonates. These are not coincidences. I do not believe in coincidence at all. They are conversations. Next week, we are going to close December out with trusting the pause when nothing seems to be happening. Oh, yes. I think we close December out next week. I think we have one more after that. But anyways, I don't know why I wrote that in there. Trusting the pause when nothing seems to be happening. It's a powerful exploration of stillness, gestation, and divine timing. Until then, listen softly, move gently, and trust that guidance is already surrounding you. And that's a wrap, guys, on this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. Don't forget your soul work for the week. You'll find it under resources for episode. If you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. If you're craving more, join the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. And to let you know, there is a free version. and a paid version, which the paid version is $25 a month. And I'm revamping everything starting next month. You will find more interaction, more prompts, more things to do in both the free and the paid group. All right. And if you walk the mystical path and would love to share your wisdom on this podcast, whether you're an energy worker, intuitive, a healer, or just someone with a wild spiritual story, I would love to hear from you. I'm currently booking new guests. I am very behind. Please be patient with me. The link below in the show's notes. You can also book a private reading or soul session with me anytime at outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or a deeper connection to your soul path. And until next time, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.